Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday by email. And we've got thousands and thousands of subscribers already that we've been working with over the last several years, and we'd like to add you to our list. Don't forget, this week's article is the part two of how to get a loan from a bank. And if you subscribe and you like that article and you want to get the first part of it, all you got to do is email me and say, "Hey, Jim, send me the first part," and we'll do that. So that's at jbsba.com. Let me introduce you to Ryan Bays. Ryan is with Kipper Technologies. He's in charge of business development there at Kipper Technologies in Hotlanta, beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia. And he's our new friend. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Ryan, and by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, broadcasting from the SBA's business matchmaking program that they're conducting all over the country. Just happens to be in Birmingham right now. The administrator asked me to come here this time and broadcast. I don't know if you remember when administrator Hector Bredo was on my show, he invited me to do this, and we just haven't gotten around to it yet. So I'm glad to be doing this. And Ryan Bays is an attendee here, right, Ryan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, is this your first one?
It is indeed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Before we get into that, though, I want you to tell me a little bit about Kipper Technologies.
Kipper Technologies is a small business based in Atlanta, headquartered in Midtown.
How many employees?
We're about 12 employees now, direct employees, and we have a series of contributors, I suppose.
Right. I have some of those.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great thing, isn't it?
It is nice to be able to reach out and touch those.
That's right, and not have to make their payroll on Friday.
Right. Contributors in air quotes, if
That's
you
right.
will. No, fantastic people. We've got a great support team. We've been in business since, I believe, July 31st of 2002. So this is our anniversary. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And we've
12 employees in 1 year. That's like 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds.
we're very proud of our progress in the short period of time. And so in particular the space that we're in, high technology, information technology and electrical engineering, and sort of component development.
Yeah, tell us some of the specific now. Now, most of my people aren't electrical engineers, including me.
Okay.
So tell us in lay terms what you guys make.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Toasters.
We built a device that can listen to your Timex from about 3 miles away.
What?
And it's an ordnance detection device specifically for bomb squads to use, so you can put the sensor on a some potential threat, walk around the building and listen to it.
Wow!
So that you're as safe as possible. We developed that, developed and manufactured, and we've just recently gotten approval out of Fort Lee, Virginia.
Yeah, I've been there.
So
it's been a year there, 1 week.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah,
that's our first major product development, if you will, in addition to the services and things like that we provide. So.
Fort Lee, Virginia, that's where the parachute riggers are.
Oh, really?
That's where they teach people how to pack parachutes.
Oh.
That's how I know about that. Actually, I spent more than a week there. Okay. So you make – what else besides the listening devices?
I sort of like to categorize it. We can make just about anything at the circuit card level that. We've got masters in engineering. These guys, they're just
you have to lock those guys up tonight, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I try to hang with them, but sometimes. It's
okay, now what do you hope to gain at this business matchmaking event?
Well, I guess what I'm really hoping for, and in terms of my job in business development and the challenges that I've had along the way, really is access is critical. And getting access to those decision makers is not an easy thing to do. And you can do the sort of conference or trade show circuit and just hope that you meet the right person in that. Whereas this, the homework is done for you. They've organized it and provided you with the decision makers already. So all my job then now is to do is sit down and have a conversation with these folks that can actually make things happen.
Put your best foot forward, right?
Exactly.
Well, and you know, we were talking about that with Marcia and with Emmanuel earlier in the hour about how big a deal this is to get the door kicked open. Not only to get the door kicked open, but when the door opens, to have the right person on the other side of that door. And not only that, but they're happy to see you.
Absolutely.
And that's not the same thing
as
dialing an 800 number and getting the operator, you know, that also could connect you to the janitor if you wanted to, and say, I'd like to speak to the man who makes the decision on listening devices.
Right.
It's just not the same thing, is it?
Not at all. I mean,
it's like the difference between lightning and lightning bug.
Yeah, exactly. No voicemail here. I mean, there's no...
That's right.
You're right there, right across from
somebody. And so this was definitely worth the trip over from Atlanta, then, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's Birmingham's our neighbor to the west anyway,
right.
So it's not that big a deal to drive over here.
Birmingham's your country cousin over here on the west side.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into Georgia-Alabama relations.
We would
football
never, you'd never do
coming
that.
Up, so I'm not even going to go there.
Okay. Now, give me an example. We're going to a break here in about a half a minute, but give me an example of at least one of the people that you're going to meet today.
My first meeting is Department of Energy. And we're really interested in finding out a little bit more about where our missions can cross and where our services or potential products could be used to enhance DOE's mission in terms of infrastructure protection and things like that. We're not nuclear scientists, but there's still a component of protection that's involved in every nuclear facility
exactly.
that we'd like to involve ourselves in.
Well, it would seem to me like if you can do what you said about the sound thing, that those would be devices that could be used on equipment. Maybe there could be a trigger or a warning from a nuclear reactor or something that you guys could create for them.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Okay, Ryan, you're going to stay with me one more segment. We're going to wrap up the hour with me, actually, so hang on.
Okay.
We're going to be right back, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows.
I'm kidding you.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Visiting with Ryan Bays. He's with Kipper Technologies out of beautiful downtown Atlanta. You actually are in downtown Atlanta, aren't you? Right?
We are in Midtown, yes, sir.
Midtown,
yeah,
okay.
There's the fine line between Midtown and downtown.
There you go. Which Peachtree Street is it on?
Just take your pick. And
how many Peachtree Streets are there?
At least 1,000, I think. I grew up there. I still can't give
the
directions.
The big joke is just go to Peachtree Street. Right.
Right.
We're on Peachtree Street.
Exactly. You can find us. Everybody can.
Ryan, you were telling us about one of the people. You're planning on hoping to meet somebody from the Department of Energy.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about some of the people you're meeting and how you think you'll benefit them and how you can benefit from them.
Well, it's an interesting question, and just in terms of the types of folks that are here and the challenges for us, in addition to just getting this access, we have to make sure that we're tailoring our particular, 20-minute pitch to what that agency's mission maybe is or what their FY 2004 budget says it's going to be. So you have to...
So you can't just roll in here and say, we're wonderful. You got to say, we know what you do. We think we know what you might
right.
need, and this is our answer to that.
It's tempting to just do the elevator pitch, and in 20 minutes, you almost have to, but the challenge is to just find that one thing, that common element where you can, as a firm, sort of differentiate yourself and then place yourself in front of that particular agency's decision maker in such a way that it's going to make their lives easier if they bring us on board as a vendor partner
right.
for their future needs. So depending on who that is sort of how we'll tailor our message today.
Okay, go ahead with what you were saying you were going to tell this organization.
Well, for example, the DOE, we're going to maybe talk a little bit about sensor networks and ways to protect, nuclear facilities and they're part of their national security mission,
right.
their overarching
right.
national security mission. With the with Army missile R&D, we'll talk a little bit about our capabilities and in tracking and telemetry, networking, testing, things
Ladies
like
and
that.
Gentlemen, I hope you're getting a chill up your spine like I am. This is a 12-employee company that's a year old, and they're having a high-level conversation with government agencies today and contractors, And what I just heard impressed the heck out of me, and you guys know how smart I am, so this is really impressive. But I really appreciate the fact, Ryan, that you told us, like the others did, like Marcia did and like Emmanuel did, that you got to have your cornflakes together when you come here, right? You can't just wander in, throw a brochure on the down and say, you know, tell me when to pick up my check.
Exactly. Probably the biggest challenge I think that I'll be facing today along those lines is trying to hurry up and get to that kernel, that, you know, that nugget of information,
right,
that's important, because I'll have a tendency to want to talk about other things up until, you know, 20 minutes. I got to keep it moving forward.
So that's what you got is 20 minutes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, the people that you're going to meet today, do you see yourself going to another one of these in another city?
Oh, I think absolutely.
To meet these same people again or different people?
To meet different people. There's enough folks out there to select from. In fact, the trend that I noticed here today was a lot of these folks are based in Huntsville, around the sort of the Redstone Arsenal thing,
right,
a Marshall Space Flight, just pretty local.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is that as these events take place across the country, it'll pull in those particular program managers and project managers, the decision makers from those agencies, from those various geographies,
mm-hmm,
where these conferences are going to take place.
And by the way, folks, I'll remind you that this is the business matchmaking program that the SBA is conducting. It's sponsored by Hewlett-Packard, by the HP folks. And a very exciting program you've heard us talk about before. And I'm trying to, in the next hour, by the way, I will tell you, by the way, I know you can go to SBA.gov. So if you want to go to SBA.gov, you should be able to find matchmaking there on their website. I'm not sure if HP's got one on their website. I think they do. Go to businessmatchmaking.com. Some of the really smart people here in the room just told me that. Businessmatchmaking.com. We'll let you know where all the venues are, if I'm not mistaken, and where they're going to be conducted, what you have to do to get involved. And, Ryan, quick question before we go. We're about to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to learn some things today that you could use in the next one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a part of just a smart approach, is to just take the information, to meet these people, but then to take the experience and wrap it up and to become even better the next time and better the next time.
Well said. Give me your website, quick.
www.kippertech.com.
KIPPERTECH.com.
Yes,
check
sir.
It out when you get a chance. Thanks, Ryan. Good
Thank
job
you.
Today.
Appreciate it.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.